respond to.
I think I'm here as the author of a critical introduction to Jacques Rancière's work. I'm also working on currently just finishing a second book, a volume of critical essays on his work entitled Rancière Now, which will be coming out with Polity next year. And that is an advertisement. I just want to say, and there have been a number of criticisms of his work, but it's also very clear from the papers today that his work seems to be providing a stimulating, an incitement anyway, to think again about the relationship between aesthetics and politics. I just want to, I'm going to come to three of those criticisms, and Christine's just added, I think, in a sense, a fourth one in relation to Lyotard at the end. I just want to say a little bit about Rancière as I see his work on aesthetics and politics first. In his big book on politics, Disagreement, published in French as La Mésentente in 1995, he drew attention to the aesthetic dimension of politics, or at least to the aesthetic dimension of a certain kind of politics. Not so much politics in the ordinary sense of government and elections, institutions, representation, and so forth, but more like politics in the sense that he shares with Alain Badiou, his contemporary, politics as a moment of interruption, an event which breaks into and reconfigures the existing order, the order of domination, which Rancière will also call the police order. So politics in Rancière's sense is fleeting, intermittent, and interruptive, and the kind of politics in which Rancière is particularly interested, for which he's particularly known, is the politics of equality, and more precisely, the politics which occurs when a previously unrecognized group emerges into political subjecthood by articulating and staging, in a theatrical sense, staging, one might say, its claim to equality. The political is a matter of aesthetics for Rancière in the wider and older sense of perception, in that whether or not the complaints of an oppressed or individual or collective subject are heard as meaning-bearing political language is first of all a matter of the perception of that individual and those claims. Now, for Rancière, there is certainly an argumentative, rational dimension to politics, but he thinks it's naive to think that that would be the end of the story. And his argument with Habermas in Disagreement turns on this. This is for him because in a political... Well, this is because, according to his politics, if one of the subjects is wronged by the order of domination in a very fundamental way, in a way that places their existence as a subject and their capacity to speak and participate in debate in doubt, then this can't be understood as a conflict between rational arguments. Now, politics is always theatrical or spectacular, and I just want here to mention Rancière's work of his, The Ten Theses on Politics, a short article. And the eighth of these theses is that the police order, in other words, the order of domination, denies spectacle. Now, what this eighth thesis involves is a rereading of Althusser's, Louis Althusser's, his teacher, his former teacher, famous definition of ideology in terms of interpolation, such that Althusser's illustration of this, as you'll know probably, is that ideology interpolates, takes hold of people in the way that the passerby in the street is hailed by the police officer. Now, for Rancière, he redefines this and says that, in fact, the paradigm of the order of domination is not the interpretive act of the police officer who says, hey, you there, what are you doing? But rather the police officer who says, move along now, there's nothing to see. So in other words, the order of domination, the order of policing in this eighth thesis is the denial of the political spectacle, the denial of spectacle. I think the expression le partage du sensible has been mentioned a number of times, and this is a sort of hinge concept or pivot concept for Rancière in disagreement, linking politics and aesthetics. And he uses it, in a sense, to summarise the work of disagreement, such that politics is first of all a question of whether those who are positioned beyond or beneath the existing socio-political order, whether those who have no share in that order can be seen or heard as political subjects voicing grievances, or indeed whether they'll be seen, their speech will be heard as meaningless complaint, what he calls animal noises, in a term borrowed from Aristotle. The problem, the kind of question for Rancière's work, I think, is whether the aesthetic character of politics applies to politics in the wider, the ordinary sense of politics, involving government and representation and institutions and so on, or whether it's confined to that moment of first politics or foundational politics, which is Rancière's special sense, but is clearly a narrower sense than our normal understanding of the term. And I think there's been some confusion over the scope and the import of Rancière's work. And this has been intensified in a way by his turn to art, to writing about art, after the book Disagreement in 1995. If Rancière has very clearly, there's no subterfuge on his part, because he was always very clear that what this le partage du sensible, the division or the distribution of the sensible, as it's called, connects is not politics in the ordinary wide sense, with aesthetics in the ordinary narrow sense of art and its discourse, but politics in his own very particular narrow, egalitarian, interruptive sense, with aesthetics in the more usual, wider and more venerable sense of perception and more unusual, wider and more venerable sense of perception and the sensory. So that's a question. Does it apply only to first politics, his account of the linking between politics and aesthetics? Can it also apply to politics in a more familiar sense? Do I have time to deal with some very quick 2 minutes? Okay. I'm going to take three. I'm going to take the four objections to his account of to aspects of his thinking. The first is that he doesn't address sexual difference. In Disagreement, one of the cases of political subjectivation with which he's particularly interested, is the case of the Saint-Simonian feminists and Jeanne de Rouen and her transgression of the bourgeois separation between the public and the private is an example of political subjectivation that he gives in Disagreement. Second criticism. That le partage du sensible is a structuralist concept. Well, I think it's certainly a formalist concept, and I think his account of politics, of emancipatory politics, is a formalist account. Whether by saying it's a structuralist account that therefore invalidates it, I think it's another question, to which I think the answer is no. The third criticism that he seeks to go beyond class. Well, it's certainly true that his analysis is not one framed in terms, sociological terms of social classes, the working class, and so on. It is a non-identitarian account of politics, and in that sense, it's not interested in working class identity any more than other kinds of specific identity categories. And the final question on Lyotard, which Christine raised in her presentation. For Rancière, who criticises Lyotard's account on a number of occasions, but particularly in the book Aesthetics and its Discontents, Malaise dans l'esthétique, he thinks that that Lyotard makes aesthetics into ethics. And in emphasising So for Lyotard, I'm emphasizing the fact that the aesthetic reminds us of our dependency on the surrounding environment. In a sense, he makes out that all artworks are saying the same thing. So in a sense that it's a reductive account of aesthetics. That's certainly what Rancière seems to think in Lyotard's returning us to this primal moment of primal dependency. I think I better stop there.
Thank you. That's right.